Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Defense Ministry terms Operation Sindhu turning point in India's defense doctrine, demonstrating tri-services synergy, strategic depth and technological dominance. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Operation Sindhu not only demonstrates strength of India's defense system, but also unmasked Pakistan as safe haven for terrorism. 25 people killed in two major fire incidents in Maharashtra and Telangana. IMF imposes 11 new conditions on Pakistan for its bailout program. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Rajasthan Royals by 10 runs in Jaipur. Match between Delhi Capitals and Gujarat Titans underway in Delhi. And now the news in detail. The Defence Ministry today said that Operation Sindoor marked a turning point in India's defence doctrine, demonstrating tri-services synergy, strategic depth and technological dominance. Operation Sindoor, which was initiated after the Pahalgam terror attack, showcased a calibrated tri-services response with precision, professionalism and purpose. Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan. In an age of multi-domain warfare, India's national security architecture has demonstrated the strength of jointness and strategic foresight. Multi-agency intelligence provided confirmation of 9 major camps that were eventually targeted in the operation. India's retaliatory action was based on meticulous planning and an intelligence-led approach, which ensured that the operations were conducted with minimal collateral damage. The integrated command and control strategy, which facilitated real-time threat identification, assessment, and interception across multiple domains, was central to its success.
The Indian Air Force played a crucial role in delivering precision strikes against terror infrastructure across Pakistan. It conducted high-impact air operations on targets such as the Noor Khan Air Base and the Rahim Yar Khan Air Base. The indigenously developed Akash surface-to-air missile system and legacy platforms like the Pechora were deployed effectively in a layered defense grid. The Army's air defense units worked in tandem with the Air Force, deploying a wide array of systems ranging from shoulder-fired man pads and LLAD guns to long-range surface-to-air missiles. The Navy deployed its carrier battle group equipped with MiG-29K fighter jets and airborne early warning helicopters. This ensured persistent surveillance and real-time identification of threats across the maritime domain. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah lauded Operation Sindoor as a historic milestone in the fight against terrorism, crediting it as a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political will, valour of the Indian Armed Forces and the precision of Indian intelligence agencies. Speaking at a public gathering after launching a series of development projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,500 crore rupees, Mr. Shah said this operation not only demonstrated the strength of India's defense system, but also unmasked Pakistan before the world as a safe haven for terrorism. Reiterating India's strict approach to cross-border terrorism, the Home Minister further emphasized Prime Minister's unwavering stance that terror and trade cannot go together. We have a report from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various infrastructure projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation. These include Sabarmati Chankheda Railway Overbridge, various flyovers, sports activity center and housing projects under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in Ahmedabad. The Home Minister also participated in the Tiranga Yatra held at Sanand town of Ahmedabad to salute the Indian Army's unparalleled courage during Operation Sindoor. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah also addressed the Cooperatives Conference organized by Gujarat State Cooperative Union in Ahmedabad. During the day, the minister also inaugurated the newly constructed building of K.K. Patel and Madhuban K. Patel Nursing College at Guzaria and the automatic frozen potato production facility at Sadra in Mehsana district. With Anil Patel, Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
in Jammu and Kashmir in a major operation to clear civilian areas following a military confrontation between India and Pakistan's security forces. The army today destroyed 42 unexploded shells in different forward villages near the line of control in Poonch district. Our correspondent reports that the army, in close coordination with local police authorities, successfully conducted a controlled operation for the safe destruction of 42 unexploded shells in the border areas of Jhulas, Salotri, Dharati and Salani. Lashkar-e-Tayyaba terrorist Razaullah Nizamani Khalid, alias Abu Saifullah Khalid, who was the brain behind the 2006 attack on the RSS headquarters, was killed by three unidentified gunmen in Sindh province of Pakistan today. Officials in New Delhi said Khalid used to head the terror operations of Lashkar-e-Tayyaba from Nepal in early 2000 and had many aliases including Vinod Kumar, Muhammad Salim and Razaullah. He was involved in multiple terror strikes in India, they said. The official said he was gunned down by assailants near a crossing at Batni in Sindh province. A close associate of Abu Anas of Lashkar, Saifullah Khalid was the mastermind of the attack on the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh RSS headquarters at Nagpur, in which all the three terrorists were shot dead. Eight people, including the factory owner and members of a worker's family, died in a fire that broke out in the wee hours today at a towel manufacturing unit in the MIDC industrial area on Akalkot Road in Maharashtra's Solapur district. The blaze started around 3:30 a.m. at the Central Textile Mill. However, the firefighters managed to bring it under control only after 5:30 p.m. Multiple fire tenders were rushed from across Solapur to contain the flames. Despite their efforts, the fire continued for hours. Some firefighters reportedly sustained minor injuries during the operation. A short circuit is suspected to have caused the fire. In Telangana, 17 members of a family died in a fire accident at Gulzar House near the historic Charminar in Hyderabad. The casualties include 8 children, all below 7 years of age, and 6 women. Director General of Telangana Disaster Response and Fire Services, Y. Nagireddy, informed that the victims died due to suffocation. The cause of fire is suspected to be a short circuit in the two-storied building, which houses shops on the ground floor and residential area on the upper floors. More from our correspondent.
Only 2 persons left in the family that was living at the ill-fated building for over a century and over generations. As per the details given by rescue teams and police, the single narrow entrance to the building decided the destiny for the victims. The rescue personnel had to break in and make another entry point for the firefighters to enter. The residents had little chance to escape when the fire erupted during the early hours. With no outlet for smoke, the building turned into a gas chamber, and inhaling toxic smoke from the fire is suspected to have made those inside unconscious within minutes. Heartrending scenes made everyone emotional at the Usmania General Hospital, where the relatives were seen waiting for formalities to be completed. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the fire tragedy in Gulzar House. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of the deceased, while the injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Telangana state government also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased in the fire accident. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has slapped 11 new conditions on Pakistan for the release of the next tranche of its bailout program and warned that tensions with India could heighten risks to the scheme's fiscal, external and reform goals. As per a media report, the IMF slapped 11 more conditions on Pakistan, taking the total conditions to 50. The new conditions imposed on Pakistan include the parliamentary approval of a new 17.6 trillion rupee budget, an increase in the debt servicing surcharge on electricity bills, and lifting restrictions on import of more than 3-year-old used cars. In Maharashtra, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed for synchronization of ICAR and other stakeholders in agriculture for achieving the goal of one nation, one agriculture and one team. Mr. Chauhan was interacting with farmers from Vidarbha region at a stakeholder consultation on Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan at Suresh Bhatt Auditorium in Nagpur. Mr. Chauhan said the government is committed to bridging the gap between lab and land.
आज हम ऐलान कर रहे हैं एक देश एक राष्ट्र एक कृषि और एक टीम का, इसलिए सारी टीम आज यहाँ इकट्ठा है। कृषि विभाग और ग्रामीण विकास का पूरा अमला आया है, आज सारे वरिष्ठ वैज्ञानिक आए हैं, मेरे आज पूरी टीम यहाँ है। वैज्ञानिक शोध करते लैब में और किसान काम करता है खेत में, लेकिन लैब और लैंड को कभी जोड़ा ही नहीं गया। हमारी कोशिश है कि वैज्ञानिकों को किसानों से जोड़ के हम प्रयोगशाला और खेत को एक कर दें, ताकि पूरा लाभ रिसर्च शोध और अनुसंधान का मिले।
On the third day of his Bihar visit, Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi reviewed the security arrangements for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections in the Indo-Nepal border areas. Dr. Joshi held a meeting with SSB officials and district officials of West Champaran at Valmiki Nagar. Dr. Joshi made several suggestions and initiatives on the feedback received from officials during the meeting. Foreign investors pumped in over 18,000 crore rupees into Indian equities market so far in May on global positive cues and improving domestic conditions. According to the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 18,620 crore rupees into the equities market but pulled out 6,748 crore rupees from the debt market so far in May. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals were 180 for 3 in 18.4 overs against Gujarat Titans at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to bowl first. Earlier, in another match of the day, Punjab Kings defeated Rajasthan Royals by 10 runs at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. Chasing a target of 220 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals scored 209 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. For Rajasthan Royals, Dhruv Jhirer was the highest scorer with 53 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal also contributed 50 runs. For Punjab Kings, Harpreet Brar scalped 3 wickets. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bat first. They posted 219 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., we'll bring an insightful discussion on prevention and cure of tuberculosis with Dr. Saurabh Mittal, Associate Professor, Pulmonary Medicine, AIMS, and Dr. Rohit Kumar, HOD, Pulmonary Medicine, Safdarjung Hospital. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions about causes, symptoms, early detection and cure of tuberculosis. To participate, simply dial telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with hashtag AskAIR. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Konkan and Goa and Kerala and adjoining peninsular India from today till 24th of May. Heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning is also likely over northeast India, some Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 to 6 days. Heatwave conditions are likely over West Rajasthan from today till the 22nd of this month and over Jammu and Kashmir today. Hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Orissa today and tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Ministry terms Operation Sindoor turning point in India's defence doctrine, demonstrating tri-services synergy, strategic depth and technological dominance. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Operation Sindoor not only demonstrates strength of India's defence system, but also unmasked Pakistan as safe haven for terrorism. 25 people killed in 2 major fire incidents in Maharashtra and Telangana. IMF imposes 11 new conditions on Pakistan for its bailout program. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Rajasthan Royals by 10 runs in Jaipur. Match between Delhi Capitals and Gujarat Titans underway in Delhi. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.